Hello, friend. Welcome back to the show. In my work with estranged mothers, when we get to the part of the process where we reach out to their child, they sometimes get very anxious. They're afraid that when they reach out, they'll be rejected by their child. If you can relate and you felt that fear before when you think of reaching out, this episode is for you. Let's talk about it. Hey friend, welcome to the Estranged Mom Coach podcast. Are you going through a family estrangement from your adult son or daughter? Do you wonder why your child cut you off, if there's a way to save the relationship, or how you can ever feel happy again? You can only distract yourself and avoid thinking about it for so long, and then it hits you all over again. How can this be happening? I'm Jenny Good. I'm a certified coach trained in mindset neuroscience, family estrangement, and emotional healing. I'm also a mom who's been through adult-child estrangement and reconciliation. I teach Christian estranged moms how to increase their odds of reconciling with their child and how to achieve emotional healing and happiness in the meantime. And we do it from a biblical perspective. So grab your tea, pop in your AirPods, and exhale. Welcome home, sister mom. It's going to be okay. Quick disclaimer, I am a certified coach, not a therapist. If you think you're suffering from a mental health disorder, please seek help from a licensed therapist or call 911. Hello, friend. Come in. I'm so glad that you came by to visit with me today. I'm so glad that you're here. One of the most common reasons that estranged mothers hold back from trying to get their son or daughter back into their life is fear of rejection. Or really, I should say fear of re-rejection, because estrangement itself feels like one of the deepest forms of rejection imaginable. Even when an estranged mother wants very much to reconcile with her child, there's a fear lurking under the surface, a fear that her child will say something so hurtful that she feels worse than she already does, or that they won't say anything at all, and that she'll be left feeling more wounded and wondering why. When I work with my clients in estrangement coaching, when we come to the part where we're ready to create the door-opening message for their child, it is not uncommon for the mom to get anxious and all of a sudden feel like she's not sure she's ready yet. Of course, I coach my clients through that fear and into a sufficient, confident place. And if you're listening to this episode right now, I want to help you through that fear as well. But before we go any further, I also want to invite you to do this work in an even deeper way. I do my best to give you the tools and insights that will move you forward through these podcast episodes. But there's only so much that I can teach you on a podcast when I don't know your specific story and the dynamics of your situation. If you've been listening to what I teach and feeling like this is aligned with what you want to create in yourself and your family, one-on-one estrangement coaching might be a good fit for you. In that space, I not only go deeper on the concepts that you hear on the podcast, but I also give you the tools and the insights that are specific to your situation. I can answer your questions in real time and give you focused attention on your feelings and your family. If you want to explore how estrangement coaching can help you feel better and reconcile with your estranged daughter or son, let's set up a time to talk. Go to theestrangedmomcoach.com/schedule. And apply for your free consultation. It is a casual conversation and you get a clear plan of action. I answer all your questions about working with me as your estrangement coach. The link to apply will also be in the notes for this episode. If nothing changes, nothing will change. Okay, so let's talk about that fear of rejection that creeps in when you think about trying to reconcile with your child. Here's the thought that I want you to grab a hold of right now. The only way that your attempt to reconcile can truly fail is if you give up. As long as you know that that is true, any sense of rejection from your child is not going to hurt you nearly as much. It will not level you the way that you fear that it will. Here's an example of how I know this is true. We as humans can endure much more than we know if it's for a limited amount of time. I have asthma, and high humidity can make it feel hard for me to breathe. I like very warm showers, and of course, that creates humidity. When I'm in a warm shower, it can become a little stuffy feeling to me. And if that same level of stuffy feeling happened when I was, say, out hiking in the woods, I would probably panic. I would get anxious because I would not know for sure how long that feeling would last and if I could make it home or to the car or whatever, because I wouldn't know if there was a sure way that this would end well. I would feel fear. When I'm in the shower, on the other hand, I know that when I step out of that shower and I'm hit with the lower humidity air, I instantly start feeling better. I know that there is an expected end to that bad feeling, so I can withstand more of it and not feel fearful. When you know that God is working all things for your benefit, and you know that He hears your prayers and will do exactly what is best for the greatest good of the situation, it shifts how you feel about rejection. If your child says that they're not ready to talk, or if they stay silent, you can feel the rejection and withstand it without falling apart, because you believe in an expected end. You believe that if you keep showing up and working your reconciliation plan, eventually the tides will turn and your child will open up to talking with you again. You need the faith, the reconciliation plan, and the resilience to work the plan. Are there times when God does not grant reconciliation because it would harm one or more of the people involved? Possibly. But even then, you need not fear rejection, because God is always taking what is meant for evil and working things out for your good. So either way, you're covered, and you have an expected end point to the pain of rejection. So if you feel a sense of avoidance or anxiety when you think about trying to reconcile with your child, consider that you cannot truly fail at reconciliation unless you decide to give up on it. And in that way, their rejection doesn't hold the same sting. Look at it as being just a matter of time. That puts a very different light on it. Before I go, I do want to say, reaching out to your child should be done with the benefit of prayer and guidance from a God-led estrangement and reconciliation professional, because you can do more harm than good otherwise. So when it comes to creating that reconciliation plan, do that with the right professional. This is not a place to cut corners or to go it on your own. This is your family and your life. Okay, friend, that is what I have for you this time, and I hope that it blesses you. Hey, Sister Mom, thanks for spending time with me. If this podcast inspired you, helped you, or blessed you in some way, I'd love for you to share it with another mom who could be edified by it too. Also, the number one way you can thank me is by leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. This helps more moms like us find and be blessed by the show. Remember, you are a daughter of the Most High King, and you are not alone.